Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hello there, my seller friends. Welcome to another episode of the School of Sellers podcast, where we talk about all the TPT things you could possibly think of. Today, we are continuing our Share Your Seller Schedule series with Melissa Martinez, who is here to share with us about her experience running her business full-time while also being a full-time parent, which, if you can relate, you know is not an easy task. So let's welcome Melissa to the show and see what tips she can share with us today about managing kids and business. Okay, so as you guys know, we are showcasing seller schedules of all sorts. And I am really excited to have Melissa Martinez on the show today. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
I am talking to Melissa today about her schedule as a full-time TPT seller. And I am very interested in this because, as you well know, I'm a full-time seller. And I think we have found that we might do the same thing, but it also looks very different. So I'm excited to dive in to your schedule, Melissa. But before we officially get started, will you just give us a little introduction about who you are, what you're doing on TPT, and like what you're doing now and how you came to this present day TPT situation?
Awesome. So I started my store back in 2016, whenever I was a first year teacher, because we had no like curriculum, nothing. I had to plan everything myself. And I was like, well, if I'm doing this, other people have to be doing this. So I decided I might as well put it up there. And then I just got so overwhelmed that I stopped. And in 2020, my son was born and was in the NICU for 13 days. And that's when I was really able to like dedicate time and focus. So that's really, I consider that like my first year, because I was able to dedicate the time and I figured this hospital bill is going to be ridiculous. I need to figure out how to make some extra money to be able to pay for it. So I completely taught virtually the 2020 to 2021 school year. And then I was told either I needed to find another position or go back to a behavior program that I hated. It was kindergarten through third grade, all subjects, no specials, one recess. So basically no planning time. And I knew with a little kid, I couldn't do that. Like there was no way. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go full-time TPT. Was my business really ready for it? No, but I talked to my husband and he figured we can make it work one way or another. So that's kind of where I am today. I decided I did not want to go back. And as of right now, with everything going on, I don't know that I'll ever go back. I prefer being able to make my own hours. I spend time with my son all day long. He's running around in my hallway right now. So that's just kind of where we are now. I've taught kindergarten through fourth grade, actually. And I was only in the classroom for 5 years. So I meet that stereotype, but.
Hey, I'm 6 years. I'm right there with you. First of all, let's just celebrate the fact that I can't believe you had a newborn and had to navigate the pandemic all in the same year. I can't imagine a more chaotic year. Honestly, that's incredible.
It was crazy. And honestly, they needed somebody to be virtual. And I have really bad postpartum depression. And I was like, you know what? I can still be at home with him. Like my husband or my grandma or my mom can be watching him in another room. And on my lunch break or whatever, I can go hang out with him. So I volunteered to be virtual. I would probably do virtual teaching full-time again. Like I teach on out school every now and then just because I miss kids, but I loved it. And it was a lot of planning, but it was nice to kind of ease my mental health too, being able to be like a room away.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I think that is going to resonate with so many people listening, because first of all, I think we hear a lot of negative things about virtual teaching, but I'm with you, like knowing my personality, and I have pretty bad anxiety. Like the idea of being able to stay home and do what I love from home is so appealing. And then when you throw postpartum stuff on top of that, I mean, what a blessing to be able to have that fall into place. And I love too that you said that it wasn't like a great time for your business to go full time, but I think that's important for people to hear, because I feel like a lot of things in life, like there's never really a good time. Like if you're waiting for the right time, you're probably going to be waiting for a while. So I admire the fact that you took that risk and are going with it. Like that's so exciting for you.
It is. And I mean, some days it's scary and some days I am so lazy. Like I don't want to pull myself out of bed because I'm like, hey, I work from home. Who cares what I do today? Right. But I'm like, for my son's sake, we have to have some sort of structure. So
yes,
I'm just gonna roll with it.
And that's an excellent point. And so what I want to do is I want to kind of walk through what a typical like week looks like for you as a full-time TBTer and also just a typical day. But I have lazy days. Like we need those. I feel like that's one of the perks of being a work from home person is you can do those things. You have to do it every once in a while. So, okay, let's start big picture, I guess. And let's just walk through a typical week. And if most of your days look relatively the same, then we can just say that as well. But I know some sellers do like block scheduling and do different things, different days. So tell me about your week typically. And I know with kids that can kind of be up in the air depending on what's going on with them. But
so I'm an annoyingly planned out person. Like my husband hates it to the probably like minute my day is planned out. And yes, with a toddler, that is super difficult, but I've gotten him into such a routine that he will sleep for 2 hours from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And every day that's when I work. And I'm very much a person, I like my sleep. So I go to sleep shortly after he does. Occasionally I'll work for like 30 minutes to an hour afterwards just to get something done that I did not finish. But that's basically it. Like I only work maybe a total of 4 hours a day. Like if he ends up taking a 3 hour nap, I just get a bonus hour.
That's awesome. Well, I think having like that predictability, especially with a kid at home, is huge because obviously they do a lot of things that aren't predictable. So I think that's so nice for you to have those hours to look forward to every single day. I mean, that's amazing. So when you, and I love that you're super, I love planning like down to the minute. That is my love language. Do you have like a certain process that you use, or how do you decide, let's say at the beginning of the week, like what you're going to work on during those 2 hours every day? Is that planned out?
Yes. So I've given every day like a theme. So that way I know what to focus on, and I batch create everything, all of my social media, all of my blogs, all of my emails, everything. So on Monday, I focus only on marketing. Tuesdays and Thursdays are anything product creation or updating. Wednesdays are on my website. And then Friday is just like a catch-up day. So whatever I did not get done gets done that way. And I don't actually keep my son during his nap time. I give him to my mom or my grandma. So then they just call me when he's awake and we're good to go, which is fantastic because then I don't have to hear him crying while he's falling asleep.
Right. Because the falling asleep part is part of the process. So that way you can get right to work, you know, he's in good hands. So do they come to your house or do they live close by? How does that work for you?
So we live about 15 minutes away from them. So we just come out in the morning. That's where I am right now. And I have like a little office set up in my grandma's spare bedroom. She doesn't ever use it for anything. So she's like, here, I've got a big table for you. She even gave me like an extra monitor that she had that she doesn't know how to use. And I was like, sure, thanks. Wow. Like I need that. And so sometimes I'll hear him like falling asleep a little bit, but they're like 2 rooms away. And my mom lives like 3 minutes away from my grandma. So if she has an appointment during his nap time, I just run him over there really quick. She calls me and I can come pick him up.
That is so amazing that you have that. People are probably listening like, oh my gosh, I need this exact setup because, I mean, even though he's sleeping, that's still huge to know that he's with somebody that you can trust and know he's okay.
Yeah, that was my big thing. I never wanted him to go to daycare. Honestly, I'm terrified of him going to public school. I would love to homeschool him, but my husband is 100% against it. So we're working on that. We still have time, but it's just, it's nice to know that I can trust them. Like if they raised me and I'm still here, they'll be fine with him while he's asleep.
Right.
And he's not the kind of kid that can sleep without being like held for his nap, which really stinks. I think I did that to him because I just never wanted to put him down. But that way I don't have to try and like balance my computer on the edge of the chair or something and work. Cause I did try that at one point and I was like, this doesn't work. He kicks and it falls and then we're all stuck.
Oh yeah. There's so many different situations you can get into stuck with a kid sleeping on you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, seller friends, it's Erin. Quick question. Do you have a tendency to get burnt out in your teacher business? Chances are you have a growing business, but it can feel very lonely and overwhelming. So it's hard to get motivated sometimes. Good news for you. You can put the spark back into your business today by joining Ignite, our brand new work club for teacher sellers. As a member of Ignite, you will receive monthly challenges with prizes, tools to help you work through each challenge with accountability infused throughout the entire month. Live power hour work sessions and kickoff calls are going to help keep us on track so that every month is your best month yet. Visit schoolofsellers.com/ignite to sign up today.
Well, this is so interesting to me because when I had my newborns, it almost like paralyzed me. Like I was like, I don't even know what to start working on because it's overwhelming enough to have, and I know yours isn't a newborn anymore, but it's overwhelming enough to have a baby, let alone try to figure out how to make things work mm-hmm. with your work schedule. So do you have any tips? Like, I know so many sellers are working with those small windows of time during the day. Is there anything that helps you stay focused within those 2 hours? Do you listen to white noise? Like anything that just helps gives you an extra boost of focus?
So I do the Pomodoro method for every single work session. That's the only way I can be productive. And I'm a huge TV binge watcher and I don't have time to do that in the evenings. And my husband does not like the shows that I watch. So I'll put it up on my other monitor in like a separate tab where I can't watch it. And so I just listen to it or I will listen to podcasts or something because I'm still in the mode where like I need somebody with me, but at the same time, if it's an actual person, I get too distracted and I end up just talking to them. So having like a TV show on in the background, I'm like, oh, I remember hearing about this happening.
I love that. I think that could be something. Yeah. Just enough. You feel like you have company, but not like a total distraction. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to show? Like what's your, one of your favorites?
Well, right now I'm going through the whole Chicago series, like the PD, the Fire and the Med. But I found, so I'm this person, I found this list of like, hey, this is the order you need to watch them in so that you don't miss out on anything. Oh. So occasionally I'll be like, okay, I have to watch 2 episodes of this before switching to a different one. And my family is like, why in the world are you watching it like that? And I was like, I don't want to miss anything. Like, they're like, you don't even watch it. You only listen to it. I was like, yeah, but I still hear it. So I know if I'm going to miss something.
I feel like listening these days is just, I mean, there's so many like podcasts and audio series. I feel like they're all one and the same these days. And that's, oh, I love that. I've never watched that series, but I'm always looking for good things to watch while I work because some things are too intense and I can't focus, but
yeah, sometimes the episodes are too much and I have to pause it and like switch to something else because I'm like, I actually have to watch this. Yeah. Other times I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. But I also listen to audiobooks while I'm working because I don't have time in my life to read. I tried reading a book a couple months ago and my son came up and closed it on my fingers and I was like, okay, we're done.
Well, I also love this because it's such a good balance of like, you're still getting time for you and you're working on your business. And I think when you have little ones, it's so important to find at least something that's just for you, whether it's a show or listening to a book. I mean, it's a little bit of that can go a long way for mental health, especially, I think. So I love hearing about how, like, ways to multitask and work and have a little bit of fun at the same time. So what would you say, like, now that you have seen both sides, like being in the classroom and working full-time on TPT, what's your favorite thing about doing the full-time TPT thing? And then what is your least favorite thing?
So my favorite thing would definitely be making my own hours and spending time with my son. Like, that's the whole thing of why I did not want to be in the classroom anymore, because they're only little for so long. Like, I'm amazed that he's almost two. And I want to be able to cherish those memories and, like, actually have memories of it. My least favorite thing is if I don't plan it out, I get so distracted. And I occasionally let myself not plan it out. I'm a very easily distractible person.
You know, that's just life, though. You know, I mean, you know, I love to plan things as well. But I mean, you just have those weeks and sometimes those months where it just isn't happening. And I think it definitely ebbs and flows just like any other job. But I agree, making your own hours is so amazing. And I got in trouble with my husband last week because I said on the podcast that I would sell my soul to avoid having to go back to the classroom. And he was like, that's a little harsh. He's like, do you think you'll be like offending people who are still in the classroom? And I was like, well, it's not even a bash on teaching. I mean, obviously there's so much wrong with education these days. Don't even get me started on that. But just basically just, yeah, seeing what it's like making your own schedule and not having to answer to someone else. That's the part that I will do for the rest of my life, no matter what I have to do. Just having your own schedule is so amazing.
It is. I like being my own boss, but then I have to like kick myself and make myself get up and actually do it. And I'm like, yeah, that's the part that stinks.
That is the hard part. If we could just have someone like come to our house once a week to just make sure we're like doing what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. We need like an adult babysitter maybe to kind of just oversee things. Oh, I love it. Well, this has been so cool. I'm so excited to hear about just all the schedules and just, it's amazing to me how different our days can be, but we're still doing the same thing and working towards the same goals. And it's just so exciting. So as you know, I like to wrap up my episodes with some just for fun questions. So my first question for you, and this is one I've been asking a lot lately because I love it. If you were not a teacher, you were not a TPT seller, what would you want your job to be?
I could tell you what I don't want it to be. I can't do anything medical. My family's all in the medical field and they come home with these stories and I'm like, oh, no, I don't know. Some kind of caregiving something. Sure.
It doesn't involve like gross medical.
No bodily fluids.
Yeah. My best friend who I was a roommate with for years in college and after college was a nurse, and I would just have to be like, stop talking. I'm going to actually throw up. Mm-hmm. Keep telling me this story. So that's interesting, but you can watch like the police and fire stuff like that is mm-hmm. okay.
I can, which is so weird. Like I can even watch like hospital shows. I think it's because I know that they're not real.
Okay.
They're usually based on something real, but I'm like, oh, this is not really happening. Like this is fake blood. It's okay.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I can totally see there's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
But some people can't handle either. That's my husband. He's like, I am out if you show me a fake medical show. You kind of already answered the TV show that you would watch over and over. Do you have a movie that you would watch again and again?
My husband and I watch Thor all the time, mainly because he loves it, but I like all of the Marvel movies. So that's kind of our go-to.
Awesome. I love that. And then I don't know if you're a singing person, but do you have a go-to karaoke song or just something that you like find yourself singing around the house a lot?
The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse theme song. It gets stuck in my head and I catch myself singing that. Last night I was in the shower and I was like, this is my time. Why am I singing a child's song? But I'm terrified of karaoke. Like I love to sing, but I cannot do it unless like it's been a very long evening and there has been some wine involved. That's the only way I can karaoke.
Are you that way about dancing too? Cause that's how I am. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
You will not.
My husband likes to make fun of me. He's like, you should have seen yourself at the wedding. And I was like, can we not talk about that?
Are we the same person? Cause I feel like I've had this conversation with my husband many times. That's so funny. Well, I love it. Have you seen Encanto yet? Because those are the songs that I have going through my head 24/7.
I tried watching it, but I think my son's too little for it. But I was hoping, honestly, there would be more Spanish in it because my husband is from Mexico. So he speaks fluent Spanish and we're trying to teach my son that. And he catches on more whenever he's listening to something. So what I heard of it, I was like, not quite for us yet. We're not old enough.
It is. It's definitely one of the deeper movies in terms of like the messaging in the story. Mm-hmm. Whew, talk about getting stuck in your head. It's crazy. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. This has been so nice to talk to you and hear about your schedule. And maybe we'll have to do like a catch-up episode in a year and see like how the schedule has changed and grown. Cause I know, like, I think I have a good schedule going, and then a couple months down the road, something shifts and it all changes. So we'll have to see.
That would be fun.